Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Maris is our resident psychologist, and last week, Maris, you told us about too little emotion. If we don't acknowledge how we're feeling, we can be affected by one thing but take it out somewhere else, like being frustrated by a work situation then suddenly losing it in road rage on the way home. So this week you've got more on the emotions theme. Is there such a thing as too much emotion? Is that an
well,
out of balance
that
thing?
Can be just as problematic as well. I mean, it's one of those examples where it's not right or wrong either way, but it depends on exactly how it's playing out in your life. If you are ruled by your emotions to the point that you lose control of them, and then you're also doing things that you regret, and it's causing problems for you in your life, then that's really, that's the key thing when it comes to our emotions, particularly the negative ones. If we're feeling bad, that might be okay, but if it moves then to have an impact on our life and a negative impact, if it stops us from doing the things we'd like to do, if it has an impact on our relationships with people, then that's a sign that maybe our emotions are, there's something that we need to address in that.
And so what would be the next step at that point?
You could do a couple of things. You could have a think about it and try and reflect upon what you're feeling and how you're feeling it and why you might be feeling it. You might be able to change something. But when it comes to emotions, they tend to be, I tend to see them, almost sometimes they function like wild bulls in a paddock, and they churn and they churn and they churn that paddock up. Sometimes you've just got to open the gate and let them out. And share them. So share them with a friend, write them down, do a little bit of journaling, call a helpline. And if worst comes to worst, over a couple of weeks, if you're feeling down and you haven't been able to shift that or move that in any way, then probably consulting a GP about that would be a good way to go.